what you're seeing is our proposal, and we really have to thank everybody at the CAM. I'm not going to go on, take my 5 minutes away, but because this is the platform from which we are trying to raise funds to build this. And the land is waiting for us, and this is actually a huge collaborative effort. It takes a village to raise a village. This is a self-sustaining village we're proposing called Oregon. It's been named many things. It's almost as if, with all the collaborators and the different voices, they're almost represented metaphorically in all of the facets and all of the bits or modules here. But yet the overall vision comes, I suppose there's so many buzzwords that change every few years, like emergent and et cetera, but, or even repurposing recession could be one. Because as Houston's first, maybe it will be Houston's first co-op, a radical idea in terms of the overall consideration that Houston has no zoning. And it's a living sculpture, and it requires your participation. There is a website here, OregonHouston.org, which you can go to. It's the logical, or should I say illogical, or perhaps a logic is transcended and included. It's a it embodies mystery, but at the same time is aggressively practical. We have a structural engineer, Hisham Alchar, who worked on Disneyland, and Sidang, the architect, working with us, worked on Kima, and he's a specialist in safety and occupancy issues. So we have a team of people that work plastically, but we also need a lot of people to inhabit it, literally. I suppose at this time I should, quick questions would help keep me, yeah.
Oregon is not your first attempt at a kind of creative community.
Right.
Your ancestors
right.
are important. They're things that are legendary in the Houston scene, and they're represented in this exhibition. So if you could talk about them and how they connect to Oregon.
Sure, yeah. As an antisocial person, I ended up finding a lot owned by the district attorney of Houston, hopped the fence with Rick Lowe when we were disenchanted with living at Commerce Street, and we called him on the phone and made a deal right away to rent it. We rented it for 13 years, and it went through many manifestations, organic manifestations, people coming and going and living. That stuff's touched upon here, just in the same way that a lot of this is the tip of the iceberg everywhere you look. And through trial and error and making mistakes and learning from them, we pretty much honed our skills and learned what's possible and what's dystopia and what's delusion and what's really going to work. You know, there's so many stories here. This little box had one guy living in it. His mother would visit him in the box. He ended up joining the SEALs. We like to think that that hot box out in the sun was his training. Of course, the inverse is true, too. My daughter was conceived here following my pilgrimage to India and Nepal. And we lived in this school bus for a while. The school bus, I think, came from the Department of Corrections, was used by HISD. I donated that to Infernal Bridegroom Productions. They let it rust, and then it was sold to a taco vendor. So everywhere you look, there's this amazing, well, this is the irony, and this is the mystery of things, that an object really is something that embodies spirit and embodies life and uses in life, which is something I think that has come full circle, pun intended, with these boxes, these modules, these you know, inhabited little Donald Judds. The beauty, I think, is this, is that for me, art is something that continues to give. It's not as if we own it, but collectively, it has the ability to generate and generate and generate different worlds and different realities and different purposes. And that's why I'm really excited to think that there'll be 486 possibilities just to start with, and that exponentially it will branch out in many ways, you know. Any other question? Shipping containers. Core 10 steel shipping containers usually come in a standard of 8 by 8 by 20 feet or 8 by 8 by 40 feet or the high top, which is the deluxe job with a 9-foot height. we're planning to get these donated. We formed a nonprofit company. The blue things you see on here are solar panels, and we're going to be working with industry to have things donated. We're going to partner with industry as well as private and individuals too. Thanks. Yeah.